Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Jen, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Friday, March 27th. Jen reminded me this morning it is a Friday.
It is.
I did need a reminder because I'm still half asleep. But I love Fridays, man. It's been a very busy week for me, so I could use some rest.
Yes. Yeah. What are you planning on doing this weekend?
I don't know, Jen. I really don't. I do hope to get a bike ride in.
You say that every weekend.
I know, right?
Yep.
Okay, well, I'll stop saying it until I actually do it, and then...
Sounds like a plan.
Yeah. What about you? Parties, anything?
I'm just going to hang out with friends.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I saw a couple of pictures posted on Instagram with you and your friends. You got some hot friggin' friends.
Yep.
I got to tell you, each one of them.
Thanks.
You know? And, well, that's not to say you don't belong in there, obviously, you know? So that's pretty cool. So you guys go out in that group?
Yep.
Really?
Not always same girls, but a variation of those girls.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, you must drive the guys crazy, I'm telling you.
I don't really know. I don't know. There's a lot of single girls out there, and everyone's pretty, so.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Where was that picture taken at?
We were at Isabel, and then we went to The Nice Guy.
Mm. And those are what, clubs?
No, I don't go to clubs.
Oh, you don't go to clubs. So those are like big bars or something?
Isabel's a restaurant. They're both restaurant bars.
I see. Okay.
Yeah.
So that's the places where you hang out, restaurant bars. That's pretty...
typical.
You don't want to go to just a straight bar because...
Well, you know. These are the like hot places right now, I would say. So that's why we go there.
I see.
Yeah.
Well, sounds cool.
Yeah.
I'll have to check out some of these places. I want to go to the... to the magic show. I think I'm going to go tomorrow. It's like at 2 o'clock.
Yeah.
So we'll see. Maybe because I'm going to be... If I take my bike, I'll be in Santa Monica anyway.
True.
But where the hell am I going to leave the bike? That's the question.
I don't know.
Maybe I can take it inside the theater.
Maybe.
I'll email him and ask him.
Perfect.
Yeah. So, and what about the horse racing? Are you planning on going?
Not this weekend, but I would like to at some point.
Yeah. I know.
This weekend's a busy weekend. Next weekend's Easter. The next couple weekends are pretty busy.
Oh, really? Easter. So what do you do on Easter? You don't go to church, do you?
Well, if my friends go, I'll go.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
But know that Friday night's Passover, and then is Easter on Sunday. And then Sunday night, I'm actually going to the Magic Castle to celebrate my cousin's birthday.
Oh, wow. Okay, so you're going to get to see magic.
Yeah.
The Magic Castle is the place to go.
It is.
Although I've never been.
Oh, it's great.
I'd love to go,
it's
yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
It's so much fun.
I know. I can imagine. People have said it's really good. And actually, we once interviewed the people that run it or that own it. And it was pretty interesting to hear how it started and everything.
You should contact them and see if they'll get you in.
Yeah, I'm sure they will.
The only way in is if you know a magician.
Really?
Yeah.
So it's like by invitation, right?
Yeah.
That's what I was going to say because, well, I do know a magician now. You mean one that actually performs
there? That's a member.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you have to be a member.
Well, I'm sure he's a member of that. Every magician is.
Seems that way.
Yeah. But, so yeah, that was the magician we had the other day in here. In a few minutes, hopefully we'll get the call from Meredith O'Connor.
Yeah.
Oh, there it is. It's coming in now. So a little early, but let's go ahead, because last week we didn't get a chance to talk to her. Good morning. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, it's Meredith O'Connor.
Yes, Meredith. Good morning.
Good morning. Welcome
to the show.
Good morning. Good morning. My manager told me before this interview, he's like, we got this, you know, they mixed up, where he mixed up the time. So he's like, make sure you call in early. It was 1:15, right?
Well, yeah, 1:15. But you called early, which is fine. We just weren't prepared for it. But
no, it's fine. I just want to make sure, like, I got the right time and I'm here and...
No, that's fine. Don't worry about it. So, Meredith O'Connor, where are you calling us from this morning?
I'm actually calling from New York City. I'm in my apartment, and I'm currently packing to go to Greece right now. But I love in-call, you know, at phone, or what I'm saying, at home interviews, even though I'll be out near you guys in about a month.
Oh, wow. Then you'll have to come and visit.
Yeah, so, that'd be great. We're going to be in, what's going on? I'm going to San Francisco, San Diego, and then Los Angeles for like a week to record my album.
Wow, sounds good. Meredith, are you on a speakerphone? Is it possible to pick it up, or am I just imagining?
Actually, so I'm calling from my laptop because number didn't work from my home phone or from the cell phone.
Really?
Wow. Yeah, I could try again, but it just didn't ring. So,
don't worry about it. It's fine. It's fine, Meredith. So, so you're traveling around the world. So tell us what it is that you do that makes you travel a lot.
Okay. Are we live right now?
Yeah, we are. You're on the show.
Okay, awesome.
Yeah.
So what I do is after my first song, Celebrity, took off, my first label got me like a one song contract, and then that went viral on YouTube, reaching over almost 2 million views. And so that song kind of got me a fan following. And after that happened, I did this whole anti-bullying thing. And the reason I did that was because initially, the label said, we want you to have a platform and we want you to take the newfound fame and do something good with it. And this was 2 years ago, like right when Celebrity, took off. Right. So I was just kind of, they were saying like, you should do cancer awareness, you should do all these other things. And, I didn't really have experience or personal experiences with that, and I'm like, well, I'm all for a good cause, but, and for the first time in my life, I just, out of complete randomness, I just started talking about how I was bullied in a room of 15 strangers at the time. So I was saying, I was just like, and then I was punched in the nose, and then I was, excluded, and they started verbally harassing me, and I got spit on, and just all these stories of terrible things that happened to me as a kid that should not happen to any kid started coming out. And
right.
I didn't cry or anything, but it was really an emotional meeting, one of the most emotional meetings for me. So long story short, the anti-bullying movement started then, and they said to write a song about it. So I wrote the song The Game, and then I released it to the world, which was scary as well. But not only did my fans take well to it, the teachers from different schools reached out to my manager and said, you should have her come to schools and talk to our kids because they look up to her and she's got this great message. And so we, from there, then decided to reach out to schools. We got a new booking agent, and then actually we were without a label for a while, but that led to reaching out to schools. And then once I would, for example, I'd get a lot of schools in America, and that was last year. We would also try to sell tickets at like a theater. So we went to, we actually sold out the Highline Ballroom in New York City, which was pretty cool.
Yeah,
and
very nice.
That was, and because of the platform I had and the fans that I had that are really supportive and still do amazing things, like they make posters and write letters, and they always buy the tickets and come to the meet and greets, and I've even recognized a few who come repeatedly. We're able to do this world tour,
right.
And we're able to go and fly my entire crew out to Greece, which we're going to next, and we were able to go to London and the UK, and now we're going to Australia in June, which is crazy to me. So
yeah, very cool. So so you've been bullied from an early age. Was that mostly in high school or even before that?
Well, no, so what happened was I was a child actor, kind of. I did the theater companies when I was a kid, and I did not do sports. I was not good at sports, but I was different for many reasons. So it started, to answer your question, when I was very young. And the reasoning they said was because I was different. I wasn't like everybody else. I was too tall. I was too thin. They came up with a lot of reasons and tried to justify the abusive behavior that they had towards me. And it started when I want to say second grade, so maybe like 7 years old, 8 years old. When people say that kids are innocent, I almost want to correct them and kind of be like, the innocence of a child doesn't unfortunately exist anymore. First of all, because of the internet, but also because it's almost like by saying that, you're just disregarding all of the kids who get, who get beat up every day from bullying in school. Like, you're disregarding that.
That's
by
true.
Saying that. So, it starts at a young age,
yeah.
And it can be relentless, and it should not be ignored.
Right.
Yeah. In my case, it was ignored, and it wasn't just that. It's just, I also was too afraid to talk about it.
Yeah, yeah, I can imagine, you know. I mean, I remember, I think just about every kid goes through a feeling where they don't belong, where they feel like an outcast or something, but it's definitely not a reason to be bullied. And I know that, you know, I like that there's a lot of attention to this, because for obviously, for many years, people didn't really see this as a problem, and, you know, just as part of childhood, you know, but
a lot of times it leaves marks. And that's, that a lot of times I talk to people who will say that, and they're like, before, you know, before I heard your schmeal and how much it hurt you, I thought it was just, you know, oh, they, you know, push each other on the playground. That's normal. It's healthy. I mean, it's like, it is, you know, there is, you know, there's teasing and there's taunting and there's, you know, like when it's friends doing it to each other, just kind of like, you know, there's that level of it, but I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the bullying that I like to call abuse, because I don't think there's really any difference between some of the things that go on to these kids and what society looks at as an abusive relationship.
Yeah.
And I, you know, growing up, once I came out of it and once I, you know, grew up and learned, hey, why didn't I tell my parents? Why didn't I tell the teachers? I discovered that the reason I didn't tell anybody is because I thought it was my fault. So through this whole experience, I've learned that bullying kind of made me feel like it was my fault, which is exactly what happens to people who are abused.
Yeah.
So the same things that happen to a victim of abuse is what happened to me. And I just want people who are going through it currently to recognize that. Yeah. So instead of them walking around thinking it's their fault, thinking they're ugly, thinking they're stupid and terrible, why don't they realize that they're being abused and these feelings are just going to come naturally and they deserve the help. You know, they deserve to get out of it.
Yeah. Well, so obviously, I mean, you're a winner. You survived this, and now you have you're building a career. You're still, you know, young, and your whole life is ahead of you. You know, so now, so let's talk a bit about your music. So you said you composed a song and posted it on YouTube, and it went viral.
The first thing, yeah, well, I used to, okay, so in between music and theater, I had a stage of time where I was modeling with MMG. And from there, my manager, who's currently my manager today, discovered me and said, you know, we just started chatting about music, and he's like, I know this record label, and if you write songs, and this was after I showed him the songs and everything, he's like, we can try to make something of this. So we did, and the song went completely viral. I wrote the song. The song's called Celebrity. And at that point, it had nothing to do with bullying. I just wrote it for fun as an escape of kind of like, I tried to do it kind of just to get out of my world of bullying. And, yeah. Which is really what modeling and everything I did outside school was for me. So Celebrity was just another avenue I had.
Yeah.
So when that went viral, it was pretty crazy. I got recognized, and it was really, you know, I'd walk around, go to the mall, and be like, oh, you're that one who sings that song. So it was really
cool.
Unexpected, and it was really fun.
Yeah.
But that's all that happened. And then we actually left the label. So we were independent for a while. And then when I wrote the song The Game, that was what happened after.
I see. Well, now I'm curious to hear that song that went viral and everything. I'm on your website, and let's see, there's a little bit of music, but there's only one song that I can find. So Celebrity...
Oh, which song is it? Yeah, the website, I mean, just Googling my name, usually the stuff will come up. I mean...
Right.
It's called Celebrity and Meredith O'Connor. Like you'll see it. I don't know why it's not put. I mean, I don't run the website, so I don't know.
Right.
Yeah. What's on that website?
I know. But let me see something here, because I do want to play your song for a moment, because you know, people probably want to know, you know, what does it take to go viral, you know. So that's pretty cool. Okay, so I find it on YouTube. Let me play a couple of notes from this, just so we can get an idea of what we're talking about. Hold on, it says karaoke version on it.
Yeah. Oh yeah, no,
there's another one.
There's a bunch of different versions. It's the one that should be the one just called Celebrity.
Okay.
Here, I'll try to find it.
Yeah. No, it's okay, but you won't be able to play it. I want to play it here. So let me see. I'll find it real quick. Okay, Celebrity. Okay, you know what? I'll tell you what. I don't want to keep people waiting, so let me just do this. You have a song on here called Being Me. Is that like your latest song?
No, the latest one is actually called Just the Thing. That one's on, you can go on YouTube to find that. Just type in Just the Thing, alternative ending.
I see. Okay. And,
I would tell you the one that everybody's heard is on Vivo.
Yeah.
But that one has had, that one has advertisements on it, so I don't want to make.
Yeah. No, that's okay. But I just want to make sure that we get it the right way here. So I see this, this is the thing. And then there's, I don't know. It's not coming up. I'm getting different things here. But, okay, so people can find your music on YouTube, on iTunes as well, right?
Yes. You just Google Meredith O'Connor and all the stuff should come up.
Awesome. Awesome. So you're becoming a big celebrity, and that's cool. Don't forget us minions here when you become big and everything to come back on the show and tell us, hey, they believed in me. You know, they. But, you know, I think you're a great ambassador for kids, for young people that that get the run around and get pushed around. And that's a great thing, you know, that you're devoting some of your time to that.
Thank you. Actually, and since we were talking on the topic of music, the most recent hit song I did was called Just a Thing. And Nickelodeon, Teen Nick actually featured it. MTV did Vivo as well. And it was on radio over 17 radio stations now in America alone. And it's taking off really well. And I'm really, that's my favorite one of mine. That one, I would, I mean, if you were going to play one, I'd say that one, but I mean, I know it's hard to find right now, but it's, the thing is, that one is about how it's good to be different and it's good to be weird and it's good to be yourself, and don't let people tell you like there's something wrong with being weird or there's something wrong with being too short or too tall, because like that's the thing, these kids grow up and they think it's terrible to be short or they think it's terrible to be tall because these right. kids are telling them that. And my song is basically saying like, yeah, they'll bully you now, but the thing is, It's what's going to end up making you special. So instead of hating yourself, you should love that about you.
Yeah.
Instead of just accepting it and dealing with it, you should love that and be grateful for that difference, even though they make it suck right now. So that song is called Just a Thing. Luke Billick from Degrassi is in it as well. And that's actually almost at 500,000 views on Vivo.
Uh-huh.
And it's in regular radio rotation. So that one's probably definitely my favorite one that I would recommend that anyone listen to that kind of is having a, I guess, an issue with self-esteem, or just any kid out there, because it's just, my goal as a singer has always been to be the role model and to be the voice that I wish someone
True. Yeah. So, okay, I found Celebrity. So let's play a few notes of that, because I'm curious to see. Does that sound more like it?
Well, yeah, the lyrics will come in eventually.
Okay.
No, it's not. Okay, it's not the case. It's just Celebrity Meredith O'Connor.
Yeah, okay. Well, we tried, you know. I mean, I don't know what to say. How about... Yeah. Okay.
It's literally the first result. I don't know.
Yeah, I know. I don't know what it is, you know. I mean, I'm coming up and... here, there's one with 2 million views. It's probably this
one. Yeah, it's that one.
Okay. Jurgen Springs...
No, it says karaoke version, or maybe the karaoke version is a link that comes up on here. Let's see. It shows you playing the guitar and everything. So that's cool. There we go. I like this. This is really cool.
Thank you.
Did you write it yourself?
Well, honestly, I did write it, but it's to be honest with you, it's like so long ago. I listened to it now, and I'm just like, it follows me everywhere. So, thank you so much. It was written for fun, and I did write it, and I write all. Now I work with Heather Halley and David Sparks. they write with me for, they're writing with me for my album. And Kenny Ortiz is my producer from Powerhouse Records. But we're all, yeah, my first EP was 100% written by me. And cool. Just a Thing was written by me as well, along with Heather Holly.
Wow, very cool. And I see in the video you have like an all-girl band. Is that the way you perform now, or is that just for the...
Now actually my band is, we have Guy Picano. Now it's actually I'm the only girl in the band now, that was actually a while ago. They were just actually extras. They weren't really in the band. The people that made up that band were actually all from this organization called Reach Out. Uh-huh. And they wanted to work with me somehow. So I'm like, okay, well, you guys can have some people come out to this music video set and they can all be in my video. And they were all like, oh yeah, okay. So that was a cool, like, collaboration that we did.
Right. Well, very cool. You're definitely a promising musician and a spokesperson. And so you've done modeling as well. I'm not surprised. You're very beautiful.
Thank you.
So I guess people can find Meredith anywhere. Just Google Meredith.
Actually, O'Connor. Yeah, the best. Okay, and I'm sorry to cut you off again. The best place to find me. For me to, I mean, I'll just tell you guys, the one that I try to check on my own and Instagram is run by me completely. None of my handlers, none of the labels. It's just I check my Instagram and it's at Meredith O'Connor. So it's like at MEREDITHOCONNOR.
Sounds good.
So what's that?
I said sounds good. Go ahead.
Oh, and the fans, a lot of my fans will send me direct messages there. And so they'll do it on Facebook, too. But on there, like, I'm actually the one reading it. So
Very cool.
So I try to answer as many people as possible.
Yeah. I'm not surprised. I mean, Instagram is the hottest thing right now. Right, Jen?
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, it is. You know, I think it's almost generational. I think that social media is almost used by everybody now. You know, but the thing is, Instagram is more young people, right? Like, Snapchat, right. People, you know, in generations older than me, like, they don't even know what Snapchat is.
Right.
I don't use Snapchat that much, but Instagram is like the big thing for kids who listen to my music and for people my age, another thing that Facebook is now like adults, moms, dads, you know what I mean? And then, right. Twitter is just kind of more business oriented and everybody kind of uses Twitter, I feel like. So it's just different markets for different platforms.
Right, absolutely. Meredith O'Connor, thank you so much for calling. You're definitely fascinating.
Oh, and thank you so much, Sam.
Of course. Much success with your career and everything. And so what are your plans? You're just going to continue to grow your music career?
Well, I just graduated high school in last May. So I'm 18 now, and what happened was I was going to go to NYU or maybe Hofstra, but then my label was saying that, like, you know, and my tour manager as well as my manager, we're all like, look, we have, you know, forget the 10-city tour, we have a world tour that we're trying to book for you. So starting in September and November, we went out to the UK, and then we sold out a theater in London as well. So the tour went really, really well, and I mean, I was going to go to school to study film, filmmaking. Because it was the whole, like, modeling and acting thing. I wanted to learn behind the scenes, behind the scenes aspect of it. But because the world tour and the music was really taking off, I couldn't refuse this, you know, this opportunity. And I got to meet so many of my fans, and it's really great. So, I mean, eventually, yeah, I'd love to go to school because I'm a huge, you know, my parents always raised me that education is, like, the best thing.
Yeah. No, absolutely. But yeah, take a little time. You don't have to go to college right away. Yeah.
I mean, this really is the fact that my music took off is something I couldn't even have ever dreamt of. And right. I really am, and I don't only feel lucky, but I feel like it's my responsibility now to make sure that these kids who are like 9 years old or going through bullying the way I did get to hear the advice that I needed to hear, but I didn't growing up.
Right. Well, Meredith, thank you so much for all this. This is, again, I think very useful, very relevant. And thank you for being out there for kids and everything. Much success with your music. And I like it that you sort of like connected the music and your life experience and put it together, you know. And I'm not surprised you're successful and continue to do so. So all the best to you, Meredith. And when you're in L.A., you're welcome to come into the studio anytime.
And have fun in Greece.
Oh, thank you so much. Nice to meet you, too. If there's anything I can do to help shout out this show and give you guys a buzz, please let me know. And you could just email us. So thank you so much.
Sounds good. I guess with all your fans, you can definitely amplify a message, you know, when you have so many people following you. Very cool. Well, Meredith, thanks again. And all the best to you on the tour and with your career.
All right. Great. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Wow, and she's only 18 years old, huh?
Yep.
She sure knows what she wants.
Totally, and very well spoken.
Yeah, huh? I know. I'm telling you, kids grow up so fast today.
They do. But,
you know, I think it's just because the world is so sophisticated now, you know? And, I mean, we have like a one-year-old baby in the family, and all she does is on the iPhone all the time.
Yeah.
Knowing how to swipe back and forth and everything. It's like, wow.
She's already on Tinder.
Yeah. I know.
Speaking of social media, there is a new app that has been released by, I think Twitter acquired it. It's called Periscope.
Okay.
So, you know how like on Twitter, Instagram, Vine, you can record video?
Right.
Well, Periscope, you can live stream.
Really?
Yeah. So like if we filmed behind the scenes here right now, people could watch as we're filming this episode.
Oh, wow. That's pretty cool.
It is pretty cool.
Yeah.
And then people just follow along and can watch it later, or they watch it live, and it's really awesome.
Yeah.
People can like write in questions. So if you do like a Q&A,
right,
people can actually like type questions to the people that are doing it.
Yeah, very cool.
Yeah.
Hold on, let's take a phone call here and see. Good morning, you're on the air. Go ahead.
You're on the air. That would be cool. Okay, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. Hello, we can hear us in the background. Are you there? Okay. Thank you. We could definitely hear ourselves in the background.
Yes.
They'll call back. You see, that's what I'm saying. You know, you take calls and it totally distracts from the show. Yeah. Anyway, so, I mean, we're talking about, well, I don't know if we were, but did you hear about this thing called Sling TV?
No.
It's actually, there was an article about it on USA Today yesterday. And not just about that one. They had an article about how to cut yourself off from cable and, you know, and have TV, like regular stations and stuff. So, like, they have packages. The way you consume it is you have to have, like, either, like, in almost any box out there. There's a lot of boxes. Like, I have the Amazon Fire TV. So, and they even give you a discount of $50 or something, which is about half the price if you subscribe to Sling TV. So essentially what it is you just turn it on and you get the channels you like. And I thought, I only watch CNN really. You know, I don't really watch TV that much.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, I should get that. It's $20 a month. Now I think I'm paying like $70 or something just for cable.
Yeah.
Because my bill for cable and internet is about $140. That's a lot of money, you know? And so out of that, I think it's $70 or more dollars just for the TV, and I'm not even using it.
Mm-hmm.
So I subscribe to it, and it looks great. I mean, it just looks like regular TV.
Interesting.
And it's live and everything.
And what channels does it have?
So, like I said, it has, you have like a, let's see, you have like a news package, you have a sports package, you have entertainment package and so forth. So I can tell you, I mean, I can look here real quick and see, but they have, yeah, so you can get like different genres of the things that you like.
But are those extra?
Yeah, like $5 a month for each additional package. But you're still looking at like very, very inexpensive. I mean, and they do give you $50 off Amazon Fire. I mean, you can't beat that.
Does it work with Apple TV or just Amazon Fire?
No, it was. They're saying it will work with Apple TV. Right now, it's not. Maybe with a new one, it will.
Interesting, because Apple TV is going to be offering like television channels as well.
Yeah, I know. But you can get it on your phone, on your iPad, and things like that, on any device.
Interesting.
Really. Yeah. So it's very cool. And so they have, here, I'll show you what the channels are. They have like top shows, you know, like I don't know any of these shows, so I don't know. But they have the Food Channel, Turner, A&E, the Cartoon Network, Food Network, like I said, CNN. What else? So, yeah, so they have all the other sports and kids channel and things like that. So you got just about everything.
Cool.
All your favorite channels are there. For $20 or a little bit more, you can get just like your cable TV without being hooked to the damn cable company, man. I hate them. Every time I call, every time I do something with them, they mess up.
Yeah, I mean, I've had really bad situations with them. Like, they charged me before they even installed it. And then,
yeah, that's what they did to me. And that's after I canceled an order. 2 months later, I get a package with the equipment.
Yeah.
So that's what they did to you.
Which one did that?
Time Warner.
DirecTV did it to me.
Really?
Yeah.
So they're
they charged me $300 two times.
Wow.
And then $21 two times, and then $1 two times.
Wow.
So I put it on my Amex just because I didn't trust them.
Right.
And Amex fought it for me.
Really? Good.
I knew something was wrong.
Yeah.
Because they say they're going to charge you a $1 hold fee for the reservation to come in and set up your stuff.
Mm.
And so I had a technician that was scheduled to come out. I decided to change my mind and canceled it. Yet they still charged me the $1. Then they charged me again and again and again, and they charged me for all the equipment twice.
Wow.
So it didn't make any sense.
Yeah.
And then I had to get a new Amex and cancel it and the whole thing.
Wow.
It was a big hassle.
Yeah, it is. You know, and that's the thing. When you give permission for them to charge your card, man, they go crazy.
Yeah.
And, you know, with Time Warner, They charged me for that equipment that they sent. I sent them back the equipment,
mm-hmm.
and they still, I haven't got my $100 back. And, you know,
so
try
annoying.
To talk to somebody there.
Well, you should have whatever card you put it on dispute it for you.
Yeah, but it's been more than 6 months.
Oh, yeah, I don't, think yeah, I don't know that they'll do that.
Yeah, because I was hoping to still see my money, but I totally forgot about it. So then,
yeah, gotta make lists. Realized.
I know. There you go with the lists. I totally agree.
Yeah.
You gotta make lists, man. So that's Sling TV. This morning was funny. I'm like sitting on my balcony drinking coffee, and I'm hearing this like noise, like a loud squeak, almost like a car horn or something, but a sound I never heard before. And I'm looking downstairs, and this guy's walking his pug around, and this pug is doing this, making these noises.
How funny.
I know. And it's like, you would never think it's a dog. It sounded like a little siren. I mean, the guy was holding something in his hand, and I thought maybe he's got like a machine or something, or some kind of a thing that emits sound.
Was it
like
a toy?
That. No, no, it was a real pug.
No, I mean, like he didn't, like the dog didn't have a toy or
no,
anything?
No, no, no.
Weird.
And it was loud, Jen. I mean, you could hear it the whole street.
Wow.
Yeah.
Weird.
I know. I've never seen the dog make that sound before.
Yikes.
Dina, have you ever seen those dogs that walk only on their front feet?
No.
The front legs, I mean. It's so funny, you know. My brother has a Pomeranian.
Cute.
And when he has to pee, he goes on his front legs. If he pees like that with his
weird.
Back legs.
That's
in
talented.
The air.
That's like a handstand.
It is.
I can't do that.
And pee while you're doing it.
No, that's skills that I don't have.
Oh, wow. So what's going on in the news? Anything you that jumps at you?
Well, there's new discoveries with the plane crash.
Yeah.
Yeah.
About the pilot?
Yeah.
The co-pilot?
That he was, a doctor had determined that he was too ill to work that day. He has like mental illness that he hid from everybody.
Really?
And so he had a doctor's note and he just went to work anyway.
And that was that day?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's probably why, because he... maybe he expressed some kind of anger or instability to the doctor that he told him not to go to work that day.
Well, he has a history of mental illness.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know. I don't know what they don't. They're not releasing the information yet about his illnesses and all that. But he did definitely have doctor's note because the investigators found it in his house.
Really?
Yeah.
So what did the note say?
It was a doctor's note that said that he wasn't fit to work.
Oh,
for the
okay.
Day. Yeah.
But why would you give it to someone to give to their employer? You should call the employer directly as a doctor and say, hey,
well, no, I mean,
don't
I don't come in. I don't know that it's the doctor's responsibility. I
right.
think that's but, why the note gets the person out of work, you know, free of charge probably.
Yeah.
Like you can just play sick.
Right.
When you're a pilot, you
but that's what
need
I'm saying, though.
Note.
I mean, he gave the note to him. He decided not to give the note, probably,
right?
And went to work, you know. So, yeah, you can't trust people like that. But, yeah, man, mental illness—that's not a good. a good sign at all what this guy did. But, yeah, I'm still thinking of those 8 minutes they had to think about their death.
Well, they're saying that the people that actually were on the plane didn't even know that they were about to crash until, like, the very last minute.
How is that possible? I mean, he descended so much so fast.
Don't know.
Wow. Well, actually, 8 minutes is not that fast. That's true, huh? Maybe they didn't even know. He descended maybe for 8 minutes and then just crashed right away.
Guess so. I don't know.
I know. I'm like curious about the story because it's so bizarre.
It's so bizarre.
Yeah. Wow. So did we talk about this thing with the Craigslist case where the baby was cut out of the womb?
What? No.
We didn't talk about this, right? This woman answered an ad and she went to... you know, I don't know what she was buying. It doesn't really matter. In Colorado, in Boulder County, I guess. So she went to answer the ad, and she was attacked, beaten, cut open, and the fetus was removed.
Oh, my God.
The baby did not survive. And this was a woman that did this to her. And so now they're saying the woman is not going to be charged with murder because in Colorado it's not so clear whether a fetus is a person or not.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow, that's insane.
I know. But I mean, would you still give like the death penalty to someone like that if
yeah.
you had it? I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, can you imagine? Yeah, I mean, no, I can't even imagine something like this.
No.
It's too much.
No, I can't either. Much. Did you hear about the state that's bringing back firing squads?
Yes. Was that Oklahoma or something? I think
maybe it's Utah.
Utah. Could be.
I can't remember, but yeah. I wish I remembered. It's too yeah. too I know, much
there
information.
There was something about Utah yesterday, but I think it was a commercial I saw.
Oh no, I forget which state it is, but they're out, something is wrong with the lethal injection.
Right, they're saying when it doesn't work.
Right,
right, because sometimes it doesn't work or something. I don't know. Right, or if they can't get the drugs. For
right,
some reason.
There's not enough or something, and so they're bringing back firing squads.
Right,
or they're now, trying to.
How is it possible they don't have enough of that drug for like to kill one person?
No, I think that they don't have enough of it for all of the you know lethal injections the executions that they
but
have scheduled.
There's not that many. I don't think there are.
I mean, I don't know.
Yeah. Come on. I mean, we have plenty of marijuana in the country. I'm sure we'd have plenty of that if we wanted to.
Yikes. I don't know.
So it's crazy. But yeah, so they want people to actually shoot them, like a shooting squad.
I mean, it's quicker.
Yeah.
I don't know. The whole thing is a little barbaric.
It is, the whole thing. So you're against capital punishment?
No, I don't know that I'm against it. I just don't know that I'm for it.
Yeah.
But I don't know that there's any other alternative. But I just, I don't think it's right when anybody plays God.
Right. It takes a life.
Yeah, right. I think justice can be served in, like, prison and, you know, whatever it is, because that's all we have, really. Like, what are the options? Right. But I don't know that a life for a life makes sense.
Right. Don't you think it's a good deterrent, though? Like, for people that might want to kill somebody and then they realize, well, you know, if they have the death penalty, maybe I shouldn't do it.
I guess. But also, a lot of the times when people kill other people, they're just crazy anyway, so they don't really care about the consequences. Yeah, I don't think consequences are on their radar.
Right.
But, yeah, I don't know. I'm not for killing people as a practice.
Right.
I just don't, you know.
Yeah. I don't blame you. You know, I mean, it does make you kind of... I mean, many countries do not have the death penalty. And but here, for some reason, we're okay with death here, with shooting people.
I don't know. Well, not all states, so.
No, but we're, in general, gun happy here. Everybody wants a gun. And I'm not sure how I feel about that. But you know what? I'm leaning conservative, so I'll have to go with, okay, have guns. Protect yourselves. What the hell?
I wish that we didn't have to protect ourselves at all.
I know. But it's just that the only thing that bothers me is that we're a society too preoccupied with violence. You know, and I mean, look at our movies, look at our books, look at our culture, you know, look at the crime. It's amazing to me how we're so preoccupied with violence. I mean, look, some of the most successful books and movies have been about serial killers and things like that, you know, like fiction, not even real stories. So why are people so attracted to it? I don't know.
Well, I think it's fascinating what goes on in other people's minds.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like the podcast Serial. Yeah. You know, I mean, how popular is that? Just to figure out what happened in this murder and like why anybody would do what they did or who did it. And people are fascinated. Same thing with the Jinx.
True. Yeah.
Because I think like I personally would never kill somebody. So I'm like, why would somebody? I need to know.
Yeah, that's true. So you're curious about
it. Yeah. And how did they get away with it or why, you know, what went into it?
Right. No, actually, that's true. I mean, I read the books on Casey Anthony and also on Amanda Knox, who's back in the news now.
Yeah.
I was going to bring this up.
She was sentenced.
You know who she is, right? So, well, now they're, when was she sentenced? Like just now?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, okay.
She got like 27 or 28 years and her boyfriend at the time got 25.
Right. But that's what they got before.
Oh.
Yeah, that was like, because she sat in jail for 4 years.
Oh, I don't know what the new news is then.
Oh, okay. Because they're saying that the court is going to decide today on her fate once more. I mean, there's been so many appeals, and but through it all, she sat in jail for 4 years. I read about 3 books on the case, and
what
it's
did
a pretty
you...
sad. It's a pretty sad story. I don't think she was involved in this at all.
Really?
Yeah. You know, the guy Rudy that was arrested, and he got less time than she did. I mean, I don't understand that at all. But maybe because he admitted to it or something, I'm not sure. But yeah, she had no motive, you know. And the thing is, the bottom line, Jen, is they don't have any substantial evidence at all. No physical evidence that she was there at the time. It's all circumstantial. And, you know, in Italy, I guess it works. But so now there's a whole debate of whether she'll be extradited or not from the U.S., and they're saying this will be a precedent if she doesn't get extradited, because we do have an extradition agreement with many countries, including Italy. So for those of you who don't know, Amanda Knox was charged with murder in the killing of her former roommate when she was in Italy going to school. And the roommate was totally slaughtered and everything with a knife. And There was a lot of blood, a lot of everything, but you know, and the thing is Amanda Knox, when she got back to the house, when she saw what was going on and stuff, she was behaving weird. I mean, she behaved weird at the police station. She behaved weird during her interrogation and
weird
everything.
How?
Like she did like cartwheels in the police station while.
Why
while she was waiting.
See, that's what makes it so fascinating, because you're like,
I know.
What were she thinking?
I know. And then also while they were waiting outside, while the police was inside the house, she and her boyfriend were like smooching and kissing outside and stuff, you know. So these are strange things, but I don't think they vindicate, or I don't think they make you guilty of anything.
Was she weird before the death?
I don't know. You know, I mean, who knows what she was like?
Well, I'm sure people could tell about her.
Yeah.
I mean, that would make sense if she was consistently like that. Then,
yeah, that's true.
Then saying that she killed that girl because she did cartwheels. Maybe she just is. Maybe she has Asperger's and all of her social cues are backwards.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But there was but a couple of journalists wrote books and traced the story and everything. And just from my perspective, I think the Italians are looking. I mean, at first, it was about the prosecutor. It wasn't even about the law. You know, he just wanted to get at her, and he was accusing her of things that didn't even happen. You know, like there was a wild sex party gone wrong and things like that, which there was absolutely no evidence to that whatsoever.
Oh,
yeah.
Well.
So that's what. So they painted it to be like that. But the interesting thing is, yesterday they showed a little story on this in the news. And they showed that she changed her look now. So they showed her profile, I think on maybe Instagram or something, I don't know. But she looks different, and she's getting married. I think she's engaged or something.
To whom?
To this childhood friend or something, I guess.
They're going to get... Wait, is she still in jail?
No, she's here. Oh, so you don't know the rest of the story.
No.
So she was in jail for 4 years, and then they exonerated her. Okay, there were a couple of appeals. Finally, they decided there's not enough evidence, so they let her go.
Mm-hmm.
So she came back here.
And she's just been, like, walking like a free person?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah.
So
all this time. Yeah. But, God, man, I just feel for people that have to sit in jail and especially if it's wrongfully, you know.
Totally. Well, I mean, can't they then sue the government?
No, nothing.
Didn't Casey Anthony do that?
No, she sort of disappeared too. She changed the look a little bit, but I was reading up on that too. But with her, I'm sure it was her. I'm sure it was her. You know, I mean, there's no way about it.
It's just so crazy that people can get off, and then the people that are innocent like can't get off. And I guess it, you know, it is what it, if the prosecution can, you know, show without a reasonable doubt, but
yeah,
or the defense,
right. But it's usually, I mean, just like with O.J. Simpson and Casey Anthony, sometimes the prosecution really screws it up.
But then those people hang themselves, because that's what happens. It always comes back around. O.J. can't stay out of trouble. Like, it is what it is.
Right. And what's his name? The guy that killed Trayvon Martin in...
George Hernandez.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. He also, like, keeps getting arrested all the time. Eventually, he'll end up in jail forever, I'm sure.
Probably.
Yeah. So, yeah, people killing people. And you have these pretty girls, too. You know, it's like you go, wait a minute. You know, what's going on? But it doesn't matter. It has
pretty girls aren't always sane.
Exactly. It has nothing to do with it.
No.
They're saying that if you eat a lot of cereal, you reduce your chances of cancer, of death.
Yeah.
Lower risk of death.
Yeah.
But they're not talking about cornflakes and
no, they're talking about cereals with fiber.
Right.
10 grams or more per serving.
Yeah. Do you eat cereal at all?
No, but I'm thinking about it now.
Yeah, huh? I know. Fiber is actually pretty good. It like helps your digestive system.
Yeah,
right?
I just, as a practice, try not to eat a lot of starch.
Right.
So cereal falls under that.
Yeah, that's true.
But, you know, I could reconsider.
Yeah.
I could bring cereal into my life. We'll see.
Yeah. I don't know what these fiber ones taste like, but if they taste pretty good, I don't see why not eat it.
Right.
You know?
Well, fiber kind of tastes a little like, I think, bland or grainy. Yeah. It has a specific taste, but I don't mind it. I like it. And then you have milk, so.
Exactly. And throw some sugar in there if you don't want to.
I used to eat a lot of cornflakes, actually. Mm. No, it's cornflakes?
I love
cornflakes. Yeah. With skim milk and Splenda. And
then
they tasted more like Frosted Flakes.
Yeah.
So to me, it was like dessert.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, when I eat cornflakes, I put sugar in there. I don't like the Frosty Flakes because you can't control how much sugar you have in there.
Right.
So
if you add it yourself, then you can.
Yeah, you know, and it adds a little bit, you know. I mean, I like sugar in everything, so but not too much, you know. So in my coffee, too. So, yeah, you know, sugar.
Are you going to start eating fiber cereal now?
I don't think so.
I might.
I'll try it. Yeah, it might be pretty good.
Yeah.
There's some...
I like cereal. I just stopped eating it because I felt like it was like more fattening or whatever.
It is fattening, you know. And I don't know that with skim milk it tastes any good, you know. But I know that when I get low-fat milk, my espresso machine, the foamer, doesn't work as well as with regular milk.
Well, because there's no fat.
Exactly. I think the fat is what helps create the foam, huh?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Because it's thicker.
It's got to be. Yeah, exactly. And the milk is much thinner when it's low calorie or...
I'm actually... I was raised on skim milk, so to me, anything else is gross.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, well. It doesn't... I mean, that and regular milk, they really don't taste the same.
No.
You know, it tastes different.
They definitely taste different.
Yeah. But to me, it's like... It seems like watery, you know, so
right.
I figure...
I like that.
Yeah. All right. Well, everybody, this is Friday, and now we're free after an hour of schmoozing here in the studio.
Time for the weekend.
Time for the weekend. We already have summer here, so I expect the beaches to be pretty busy.
Oh, yeah. I have a pool day set up for tomorrow with friends.
Wow.
So.
Look at you. You've got such a great life.
Thank you. I like it. I'll keep it.
All right, everybody. Thank you for joining us. We'll see you on Monday.
Listening to Sam in the Morning with Jen, right here on LA Talk Radio.